Holy Gospel, a reading from the book of St. John in the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and to me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine and did not know where it had come from, though the servant who had drawn the water, the steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, then the inferior wine after all the guests have become drunk. Jesus did this, the first of his signs in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. And this is Epiphany. This is the season of, aha, I got it. I understand it. Aha, oh, look at this. We've got a lot of that in the last week or so around this building, but I'll come back to that. Yes, some of you know these things. I want to start with an illustration that's different. It comes from a colleague of mine who actually this happened. Driving down the road, on this city street, there are two vehicles in front of them. The second vehicle is tailgating the first. And they're going along and going along, and you can tell this person who's second is quite anxious to get on with it. They come to an intersection, and suddenly the light goes yellow. And of course, now we've got all the dilemma ball got, right? Do you stop or do you run? Also, the first driver does the safe, the legal thing. He stops. The woman behind him hits the brakes, car nosedives a little bit, and now she's letting him have it. Oh, she's letting him have it. There's a blue streak coming out the window. She's shaking her fist. She's giving him what on her back window, there's a little rap. Standing there, officer. She says to this woman, "Ma'am, would you step out of the car?"
Immediately,
on the spot, arrests her, takes her down to the station. They're booked, fingerprinted the whole nine yards. She's sitting in a cell. All of a sudden, the cell door.
She comes
back out in the main lobby area, and then there
stands the officer.
The officer says to her, "I want to apologize, ma'am, but you'll understand that there was good reason
that I had you arrested." She says,
"Oh."
She said, "Well, the thing was,
I saw the bumper sticker that said, 'Honk if you love Jesus.' I saw that platinum fish symbol. I saw the plates around that said, 'Follow me to Sunday school.' I saw what you were doing. So naturally, I figured you must have stolen the vehicle. And that's the point. That's epiphany. See, now that didn't go where you were expecting. Because it didn't go where I had expected when I first heard it. And that's just the point. What's going on here this morning is not what we expect. First of all, you got to know we walk into the story. It's going on. See, on the third day, okay, so we're not at the front end of this. Other things that are happening. I'm not even going to go into that this morning. They've been invited to a wedding. Now, this is important because in Jewish tradition, weddings are not weddings like we throw or used to throw, may I say. Like, they're not this huge celebration with all these flowers and people and coming down the aisle and all that going on. It's a community celebration. So the two of you show up. Then what happens is you get married very simply in front of the rabbi. And then the real stuff starts. We get you as the assembled community. Remember, this is both families and all our friends that we can find. We take you over to a reception place, and then it begins. We are now celebrating as a community not only the union of these two families together, but the rejoicing of the community that, hey, found someone. It will go on. All of this is expected. Now, you'll notice there are rules, though, about this. Like, you don't leave the baby duck stuff till last. Okay? Usually. You try and start with something a little better and go downhill, yes, but you don't use the real rot gut bottom of the barrel stuff, usually. That's the tradition. These we have from cultural records. What happens is Jesus takes it and flips it completely over. Surprise. Epiphany just walked in. The very good stuff. The very, very good stuff. The
40-year-old stuff now comes out at the end. The really fun. So good. The lovely stuff. It's well served, beautifully aged.
Lovely nose. Those of you who are somewhat connoisseurs will know where I'm going with this. He brings out the best. Now, what's going on here is Jesus says, okay. What I am, and it has shown up now at the end. I guess I'm not being loud enough. Anyway, so here's the difficulty. This is all backwards. And what we need to be paying attention for, dear friends, is this. Is God is a God of great surprises when you least expect it. I will show up and I will be with you. Almost a week ago, the Lord provided, and it's providence. Okay. Somebody decided I have to go into the building. Now, for those of us who've had this happen, you know what this means. I don't understand why. I'll give you a quick example. I'm driving down the road. I'm going home. It's getting close to supper time. And I turned the vehicle around and I headed for the hospital in Selkirk. I had no idea why, but the Holy Spirit tapped me on the shoulder and went, hey, be over here. So what happened was when I got there, I did the smart thing. See, I'd been married long enough by that point. I called my wife and I said to her, hey, guess what?
Just put it in the oven. I'll eat it later.
Because I was going to be late for supper for sure. And she said, why are you there? And I said, I don't know yet, but I'll let you know when I find out. And I did. One of my very best, very favorite, very personal parishioners in that parish had just
gotten word that she had cancer.
I needed to be there. This is not a moment when it's sort of. I needed to be with her
and her immediate family.
And that's because I listened to the Holy Spirit tapping me on the shoulder. This is what God will do for us in Epiphany, friends, is God will tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, did you see that? Did you watch that? Now,
back to Monday, and there's mopping, and there's squeegeeing, and there's all kinds of things going on in fair. And I walk in on Tuesday morning, and my feet get wet. And that's fine, because I know what's going on. I've had this happen before. Surprise. We need to watch for the surprise. We need to be awake
to see the surprises. We need to be paying attention for the surprises, because
just about the time we've been lulled asleep
by everything else going on, God will say, surprise, I am here. I am present. Do you see the work I'm doing, and do you see the Holy Spirit? And so I'm asking this before the Lord today is, may all of us be awake for the next 6 weeks to see where the surprises appear as we work for the kingdom. Amen.